Welcome to Your Prayer Intentions with author Peter and Jimmy. And we welcome your prayers at WQPHradio.org.
Oh Mary, send my prayers to heaven. Don't let another day go by. You can ask the Lord to help me. When my cross gets heavy and my soul is dry, oh Jesus, hear my cry. Oh Mary, send my prayers to the sky, along with all of my intentions, every word takes flight.
This broadcast is sponsored by Viola's Fitchburg Tire and Service. Contact them at violatire.net.
Hello and Happy New Year here at Your Prayer Intentions. This is your host, Peter and Jimmy of Knights of Columbus Council 15962. And I'm here to say Happy New Year on the beginning of our liturgical year here on Your Prayer Intentions. Now, for those of you who do not know this, and hopefully none of you don't know this, the liturgical year does not follow the calendar year. In fact, if you're listening to this, right about now is when the liturgical year starts. Because the last Sunday of the previous liturgical year is the Feast of Christ the King, which we just celebrated. And the last daily Mass of the liturgical year was today's morning Mass. Today's morning Mass is the last Mass of the liturgical year. So once we're in the afternoon, once we're done with the daily Masses, once we're into the Vigil Mass is the vigil for the first Sunday of Advent, which makes this the beginning of the liturgical year. And hopefully it will be a good liturgical year for us all. And of course the readings are going to pivot from what they have been to, of course, you know, the new readings. Things for the coming, getting ready for the coming of Christ. Before I get to the gospel reading, I do want to remind everybody that the new indulgence calendar, which I have not finished at the time that I'm recording this, but I will have finished by the time you're listening to this, should be up on the site with plenty of time to go. So be ready to download it if you want it. So let's get started and with the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verses 37 to 44. Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so will it be at the coming of the Son of Man. In the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying, giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark. They did not know until the flood came and carried them all away. So it will also be at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be out in the field. One will be taken, one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken, one will be left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this, if the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house get broken into. So you too, you also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." Now, what's interesting about this reading for the first Sunday of Advent is this could have easily been a reading from any of the last 4 weeks when we're supposed to think about the last things, heaven, hell, death, and judgment. But this is inferring the coming of Christ. We have it here because we're getting ready for the first coming of Christ in the Christmas season. But it's worth mentioning this. I think it's a very important passage because it reflects, again, on life and death. And I'm going to give you a personal example. I've been dieting. I'm down about 34 pounds. And I'm healthier than I was. My diabetes numbers and such are looking better. But in the end, none of that matters because I'm not promised tomorrow. I'm not promised till the end of this recording that I will be alive. And neither of any one of you could get an aneurysm in my brain, could get into a car crash on my way to adoration today. All kinds of things could happen that could finish me today. Just like all kinds of things would happen. A person I went to school with died suddenly a couple of weeks ago. Had not expected it at all. Meanwhile, this week I ran into a mother of a classmate of mine that I didn't realize was still alive at 103. She was at the supermarket pushing a patch. So you don't know. You do not know when your time is coming, when the time will come when God says, all right, it's time. And people, you know, when they're sick or things happen, they're usually in the middle of normal things. Again, number what they say, they're eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, all sorts of things are going on normally when disaster strikes, when something happens that you don't expect, and you suddenly have to deal with it, as every insurance company will tell you as they try and sell you a policy. Now, I'm not trying to sell you an insurance policy per se, but I am trying to convince you to use the best insurance policy in the world, which is the sacrament of confession, or the sacrament of the sick. And I've mentioned this before. If you are sick, if you're in the hospital, get a priest to anoint you. Get the absolution that comes with it. Get the anointing of the sick. We're Catholics. We believe this stuff. This is the truth. Get it. When you're conscious of mortal sin, as Padre Pio used to say, when's the best time for confession? Now. You know, every time, every moment of the day is the best time for confession if you need it. And you may need it more than you think. Get it. Make yourself ready. Because you don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. You don't know if you're going to be in a nursing home tomorrow. You don't know if you're going to be in a hospital tomorrow. You don't know. And the people of Israel did not know that Christ was coming when he was coming. There were a couple who knew the various prophecies. Obviously, the wise men had a hint beforehand to some degree because it took time to travel from the east to Bethlehem. And I mean, it's not like they could jump in a car and go 60 miles an hour. They had to go maybe 5 or 10 miles an hour if they were very, very lucky, and for only so many hours on bad roads and carry provisions and so forth. You know, very few people really knew it was coming, and people weren't ready for it. And when Jesus appeared, people were shocked, because when he came, he was not what people thought he was. And in a sense, we often make God into something he's not. We often forget that he's God and we're not. I mean, we ask for favors, we pray for help, but God's not our man. God's not our servant to do us favors when we ask for them. We're the servants. He's the master. But he wants us to be sons. And like a father, we can ask our father for help. And our father will be judicious. If it's something good for us, he's going to say yes. If it's something bad for us, he's going to say no. If we need to work it out for ourselves, he's going to let us work it out for ourselves. This is the nature of God. But again, none of us know it. And if you did know it, like I say, if you knew the day you were going to die, you would make sure you were prepared. You would make sure you're... It's like everyone in my family has one thing that we definitely do. Whenever we're going on a trip that involves a plane, my wife, my sons, myself, we always make sure we get confession. Either that morning or the night before. We never go on a plane without being confessed. Because you have no control. Now, maybe we should think about that if you're going on a long trip. I mean, we've just had Thanksgiving. You're going to go on a trip back home. Go to confession before you go. Or if let's say you're staying with friends for the weekend. You're listening to us. Maybe you're in Fitchburg and you're not normally in Fitchburg. Get to a Mass. Make sure you get to a Mass. Don't put off, oh, it's Thanksgiving. I can always confess that next week if I skip Mass. Don't take that chance. Go to Mass. Do what you need to do. Do the things you know that you're supposed to do and be ready. Because if you're ready when Christ comes for you, when the time comes, then it doesn't matter. It's like there's all these people who talk about how do we deal with the world the way it is? And I always have the same answer. The best way, if you want, as a Catholic, want to deal with how things are going in the world, all the terrible things that people have to deal with, the best way to deal with them is to be the best Catholic you can be. Pray, go to Mass, receive the sacraments. Do the things that you as a Catholic should be doing. And if you do this, things will improve, not just for yourself, because you'll be able to cope with things. But it's amazing how so many people just don't think of that. They think that there's a special magic trick they have to do. No. It's very simple. Remember the story of the rich man and Lazarus, where he says, you know, they have Moses and the prophets. So go and just have them listen to them. We have the saints. We have the church. We have the sacraments. Use them. And since Christmas is now coming, I'm going to make a suggestion. And this is not a suggestion that profits WQPH at all. But if you want to give, you know, if you want to give someone something, and you want to give someone something that's going to be useful, get masses for them. Go to your local parish and have a mass said for them, because if they're alive, they'll call it a private intention. Or go to one of the various things, from the National Shrine to the Shrine of Divine Mercy to all the various groups. If you go online and do a search for perpetual masses, you'll find them all over the place. And buy people perpetual masses. Isn't expensive. I mean, you can get them expensive if you want to give them a big thing of a lot. But if you just want the masses to be said, you know, and give them a small card saying, hey, I'm having masses said for you, that's great. Because remember what Pope Benedict said, not the current, the last Pope Benedict, but the one before him. A mass said for a person while they're alive is worth 1,000 masses said after they're dead. Because masses after you're dead can help you out of purgatory. Masses said while you're alive can keep you out of hell. There's no comparison. It's a great gift idea, especially for people who, you know, who have everything. Because remember, and why is that a good idea? Because it helps you be prepared. It helps people be prepared. You got somebody who's fallen away for some things, have mass said for them. You have a child you're worried about, have masses said for them. You know someone who's sick, suggest anointing of the sick, and if they don't want to do it, have masses said for them. Let the Holy Spirit do the work. Go for it. Be prepared like Christ is saying. Think of Simeon. He was prepared when Jesus came. And when Mary and Joseph showed up, he was prepared. When the prophetess Anna was in the temple and Jesus came, she was prepared. Because she was already carrying herself the way she should be doing it. That is the way to be prepared for Advent. Be prepared. You know what? Get masses said for yourself, too. Think about it. Consider it. What is the most powerful prayer there is? The Mass. A lot of people say the Rosary, and the Rosary, you know, there's nothing. The Rosary is an incredibly powerful prayer. But don't hold a candle to the Mass, where you have the consecration, where you actually turn bread and wine into the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. Think about it. And be prepared. And use this time to prepare. And it's a joyful preparation rather than a sorrowful preparation. A gift of Masses is a joyful preparation, not a sorrowful one. Think about it. Think about gifts that will promote people getting to where they need to be. All right, now let's get to the prayer requests. Now, the very first prayer request we're going to deal with, because it's the new year, the first prayer request on this Sunday is always going to be for my aunt, who this is technically not the anniversary of her death in terms of the number day, but my aunt died in between the masses 11 years ago, after the daily mass, but before the first Sunday of Advent mass. So she died right in the new year. So the first person who's going to get prayers before everything else is going to be my late aunt, Lucy Lazard. Okay, let's go to the prayer wall. Prayers for all those who have served our country. Prayers for Jody and Nina for their health. Prayers for the continued recovery of Jill and Karen. A prayer of thanks for the safe return of the WQPH pilgrims from Rome. And that was quite a trip to Rome from what I understand. So we'll happily pray for that. I want to pray for the intentions of Madeline. I want to pray for the intentions, all of my own intentions that I pray for regularly. Her prayer list. I want to pray for Joyce's prayer list. We want to pray for all of the intentions on June's prayer list. And all the intentions for the prayer lists of two people who I'm going to name, keep unnamed, who died and were praying regularly for people. So we're going to pray for those prayer lists. We're going to pray for my brother Tony. We're going to pray for Diane, who is in a nursing home recovering from a situation. We're going to pray for Terry, who has cancer. We're going to pray for the donors of WQPH, and we are so grateful for you because without you, we do not have a WQPH. We're going to pray for the two Marianne's. We're going to pray for Mary, for the soul of Nancy, for Jake, for the intentions of the Dominican Sisters of St. Cecilia and the Sisters of the Rosary. We're going to pray for Roland's wife. We're going to pray for our country. We're going to pray for the soul of the late Mrs. Stevenson. And let's do a special prayer for all of you who are traveling right now and are getting ready to head back to wherever you're heading back to after Thanksgiving weekend. And let's also pray for all the kids who are getting confirmation this weekend to help them get well in the faith. And since this is the preparation, since we're talking about the preparation for things, we're going to do the Annunciation as our rosary. So we're going to begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The first joyful mystery is the Annunciation. We offer thee, O Lord Jesus, this first decade on thy incarnation in Mary's womb. We ask of thee through this mystery and through the intercession of thy Holy Mother, a profound humility. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls into heaven, especially those who are most in need of thy mercy. May the grace and mystery of the Annunciation come down into our souls. Amen. Now, for those of you doing the indulgence calendar, we will offer these prayers for the intentions of the Holy Father. And I also want to offer them in thanks for the success of my diet so far. I'm still 20 pounds away, but we're going good. So I want to thank be thankful. Oh, also, I want to pray for a lady who's been having some problems with pains at work that I just popped into my head. I should have thought of it before, but we'll do those prayers now. Glory be to the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in the day of battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. And now let's finish off with the prayer of St. Gertrude the Great, which we've been doing lately at this point before we finish. Eternal Father, I offer thee the most precious blood of thy divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my own family. Amen. And we pray this as we pray all things in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I want to remind everybody that the next Chosen night for the Knights of Columbus with the pizza and the season 2 finale of The Chosen, which will be the episode we do, is coming up December 10th at St. Bernard's. The doors unlock at 6:30 with the pizza and the drinks, then the episode, and then Father's Talk, which I think is spectacular. You do not want to miss it. Now our closing prayer, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. O God of mercy, as we reach out to those seeking you, send forth your Holy Spirit upon this show, upon this station, upon all stations carrying this show, upon all the shows that we have here, and on those who are listening, to renew us in faith. Enable us to share the good news of the gospel with loving words and caring deeds, so that those who have drifted away may be drawn to your church and follow the way of your Son, Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the light. We make it our prayer through Jesus Christ our Lord, and we pray in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we will see you next time on Your Prayer Intentions. God bless. WQPH 89.3 FM Shirley Fitchburg is delighted to welcome our newest underwriter, Viola's Fitchburg Tire and Service, 94 Boulder Drive, Fitchburg, Mass. 978-342-8666, www.violatire.net, to our family. We at WQPH are very proud to bring you the best in faithful Catholic radio, both locally produced and from EWTN, just as the Viola family is proud to have been serving the same northern central Worcester County area for over 60 years. So if you stop by Viola's Fitchburg Tire and Service, 94 Boulder Drive, Fitchburg, 978-342-8666, or visit their website at www.violatire.net, that's VIOLATIRE.net, please thank them for helping WQPH bring you Christ's Word here in northern central Worcester County.
Wishing you, your family, and your loved ones a most special season of Advent, and especially Thanksgiving, to the Lord, to Our Lady of Perpetual Help, and to all those who have prayed and worked so hard to make WQPH our little local blessed radio station, from your friends here at WQPH.
Advent is now underway. This week, we'll take a look at what the word Advent actually means. The word Advent comes from the Latin word Adventus, which translates as arrival or coming. It's important for us to be conscious of the double meaning of Advent, as we not only look back to the highly anticipated arrival of the Messiah more than 2,000 years ago, but also looking forward to His promised second coming. The Catechism of the Catholic Church puts it this way: when the Church celebrates the liturgy of Advent each year, she makes present the ancient expectancy of the Messiah, For by sharing in the long preparation of the Savior's first coming, the faithful renew their ardent desire for his second coming. The Advent wreath is a great way for us and for our families to symbolically express our excitement for his arrival. There are four candles on the wreath that each represent 1,000 years. When you add them all together, you get the traditional 4,000 years that humanity had waited for the Messiah, from Adam and Eve to Jesus. The candles for weeks 1, 2, and 4 are purple, a liturgical color that symbolizes a time of penance, prayer, and sacrifice. You could think of it as the Little Lent, because Lent is the other season that uses the color purple. Rose is the color of week 3, which we'll discuss in a couple weeks. The Gospels tell us that Jesus is the light of the world, and as we light each candle, the light grows and dispels the darkness of the world. As we read in John's Gospel, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. So let us not only prepare our homes with an Advent wreath, Christmas lights, and decorations, but also prepare our hearts for his arrival through works of mercy for those in darkness, and by making an effort to visit the confessional early in this holy Advent season. This is Matt Maloney from KnowTheFaith.net.
Hi, this is Pete the Tech Guy reminding you that WQPH is your radio station. If just 1,000 of you kick in $5 a month, you'll cover all of the great Catholic programming we provide all year. So support your Catholic radio station, WQPH 89.3, Shirley Fitchburg.
It's easy to contribute to WQPH. All you have to do is go to our website, www.wqphradio.org, hit the PayPal button, and process a debit or credit card. Or you can simply mail a check payable to ELRN to WQPH, Post Office Box 589, Medford, Mass. 02155.
This is Peter and Jemmy, host of Your Prayer Intentions, every Saturday here on 89.3 WQPH Shirley Fitchburg. Do you have a prayer request that you'd like me to pray for, or perhaps the whole community? Well, include that prayer request in an email. Specify if you want it on air or off, and email that prayer request to WQPH893@comcast.net. Let me repeat that. It's WQPH893@comcast.net, and we will pray for you. If you have an urgent request that you're looking for immediate prayer, tweet me directly at the Tech Guy Blog on Twitter or the Tech Guy Blog on Gab. God bless you.